The donations were given to the living stream.
Mm-hmm.
everything is okay. How they can say it? Spend this money. It is all in the account. That is legal account.
Okay, can we see the legal account?
You have no right.
Oh, we don't. Well, I'm a part.
No.
I feel of a contributor.
No.
To this.
I have no right.
Okay, then I'll go on to the second question.
Is it how much?
Well, I think it's very important, though.
No. I must say a word to you. This is too much. This is too much.
Well, Brother Lee, I can't see why not. Look, I was just, somebody just came to me, a week and a half ago, and asked me, because they had heard certain things that, that the property at 50 Duffy Road was under my name, and they asked me, one brother did around here that he wanted to know where, you know, what I was doing with certain things financially. And on the one.
The church is all. The church is the church of all these things.
Right?
You are responsible to show the things how the account is kept.
Right.
Okay? The ministry is my personal ministry. And it is incorporated.
Okay, then
I'm not responsible to anyone.
Okay.
I won't respond to the government.
Okay, then the other matter was that as the church here, we loaned overseas Christian stewards quite a lot of money.
No, you don't know.
We loaned.
No, we resent. Didn't we resent?
No.
Oh,
well, you didn't.
Listen. You loaned to us through Max. $100,000.
Right.
We refund 50. Another 25. Another 25.
Right.
That's all.
Okay. I know we loaned it, but what did we lend it to?
To overseas steward.
Okay. And what is this?
This is a corporation.
Yes.
You have no right to ask this. You loaned the money to this name. This name refund.
Well, Brother Lee, again, I felt that I, you know, we did lend the money, and I needed to know. Well, I know you refunded it, but I wanted to see what we contributed to.
You didn't contribute this. You lent it.
Well, even if it was a loan, the church's money here was given for a time for this.
Yeah.
So, since it was given for this, for this very reason, I can definitely see where I have a right to ask you, since I was the one that released the money for this. So here again, I'm very much personally involved.
So,
yes.
This man.
Yes.
You loaned to overseas humor.
Yes.
Through Magpie.
Yes.
And later, we refund.
Yes. Well, Lee, it's not that simple. I just can't see why you're evading. Because it gives me the sense of something being dark.
What do you want to know?
Well, because I feel this is very important. I'm about to make the most important decision. And I need to see this is important. You're not taking care of my conscience at all. I don't see it. I don't even see it funny.
Okay. This is all can I answer. You lend the two overseas stewards. Then overseas stewards we send. Right? That's okay.
No, that's to you, it's okay, but surely the evasion of the question to me. I asked you bluntly and frankly.
What do you want to know then?
Okay, because I was involved in lending you for a period of time $100,000.
Yeah.
And it was given to overseas Christian stewards.
Yeah.
And I did it. Honestly, simply, and faithfully towards you, and I want to see what I contributed to now.
Right.
That's all.
Okay. This is...
I think you owe this to me.
I owe you what?
You owe me the answer to this question.
Okay.
What is this overseas Christian steward?
The overseas steward is a steward composed with three brothers representing the steward receiving gifts for the Lord's word. You see? This has been there for years. You see?
For what reason?
For the Lord's work.
For the Lord's work where?
In the world, especially in the Far East.
Uh-huh.
It has been there for years.
Uh-huh. Has this overseas Christian steward ever given money to Phosphorus Corporation?
That is, Phosphorus in Taiwan belongs to the overseas steward.
Oh, so then the work of the overseas Christian steward for the Lord,
yeah,
is a commercial business.
No, not that way.
Uh-huh.
The overseas steward is a stewardship,
mm-hmm,
see, for the Lord's word.
Yes.
Receiving gifts, right?
Yes.
To do a business.
Yes.
And the business name is Phosphorus.
Yes. Okay.
Right.
So that we gave money to the overseas Christian steward.
You lend.
We lend money to the overseas Christian steward,
yeah,
and the overseas Christian steward is works for the Lord,
yeah,
in the Far East mainly,
yeah,
and it's a business,
yeah,
called Phosphorus.
Yeah.
So then, the matter of the overseas Christian steward is something that is related to a private business called Phosphorus. This is what you're saying.
I see again, huh?
Uh-huh.
The overseas steward, overseas Christian steward,
uh-huh,
is stewardship,
uh-huh,
representing the Lord's word.
Yes. Is this non-profit making?
No. Never registered. This is never registered anywhere.
Oh, I see. It's not registered anywhere.
No. You see, we... Me and Brother Samuel Chang,
uh-huh,
and Brother Wei,
uh-huh,
we three,
uh-huh,
represent,
uh-huh,
the overseas steward.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
The overseas stewardship receives money,
uh-huh,
often for the Lord's work.
Uh-huh.
See? Then the overseas steward set up a factory.
Mm-hmm.
In the Far East.
Mm-hmm.
That is called Phosphorus.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Phosphorus factory belongs to overseas steward.
I see.
Right.
Wasn't Phosphorus part of Daystar?
No, Daystar is the American,
mm-hmm,
corporation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Phosphorus is the Taiwan corporation.
Uh-huh.
See? Yes, Phosphorus did produce auto homes for Daystar.
Uh-huh.
Right. Mm-hmm. And Daystar sells the motorhome.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Okay, so then it's kind of all related together. The overseas Christian steward, Daystar, and Phosphorus. There's some kind of link all together with it. But I just want to know, Phosphorus, now, this manufacturing, or, you know, what have you, remember that they made parts for Daystar, the machines and what have you. Are they now making were they making tennis rackets? Was that it?
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I see. So
because the motorhome market stopped, so it turns to the old factory.
I see. So it was making...
Right.
Okay, then...
Right, the manufacturing. That's right.
I see. So then the matter of them making tennis rackets and then before that, the motorhome, right?
Yeah.
There they or been related or connected somehow to Overseas Christian Stewart.
Overseas Christian Stewart, Owens, the pastor, expected.
I see.
Right.
And so that when Daystar went bankrupt,
right?
Now, the Overseas Christian Stewart took all the stock over.
No. Overseas Stewart took nothing from Daystar.
I see.
Actually, Daystar owes Overseas. Okay.
Now, this is the last question. Okay. The Living Stream.
Yeah.
Has it ever given any money to the Overseas Christian Stewart?
Yes. Oh, Living Stream. Lends money. To Overseas Stewart.
I see. Okay, so now Living Stream is a non-profit making organization.
Right.
Lending money to a corporation that's kind of Overseas Christian Stewart.
Right.
And Overseas Christian Stewart
is all in the town.
Is related to the business different businesses. So then what we're saying basically is that the brothers and sisters, all the money or some of the money or part of the money that goes into Living Stream has gone to Overseas Christian Stewards, and Overseas Christian Stewart has this business work that they've done for this purpose. Am I right?
This is .com.
Okay. You know, Brother Lee?
Yeah.
I really appreciate, that you shared this. Of course, I don't know why. Still, you won't share with me that some of the money from Living Stream goes to Daystar.
No.
I just really, to pay off some of the back loans.
Well, that is to the church.
That is to the church?
Right.
Also, that means that Living Stream kind of does have some money that goes to pay off some of the debts. I just would like to know the truth. It's nothing more than that. Please.
That is to the church.
So the Living Stream pays it to the church.
Right.
And the church pays the loans, that past loans to Daystar.
That is another story.
What story is that?
Well, there's no need to talk this much.
Well, it's very important to me, brother. So far,
good enough.
The thing is, I've given my life to it, and I would like to get to the side of it.
I be very kind to you this morning, right? I treat you as a brother.
Yes.
See, otherwise, I am not responsible to you for anything.
Well, I feel you are before the Lord.
Yeah, okay.
I'm
one for person before the Lord.
Sure, I feel be. I feel.
You have overstepped. You see, you have overstepped your limit.
Yes.
See, you have no right to ask me about the Living Stream account. No, that is not your understanding. But because you said to me, you are a brother, and you are this, that, so okay, I just let you know. That's good enough. Okay?
Well, it's very important.
Okay.
Because, you see, what I see here, I've been doing a lot of research.
Yeah.
And a lot of looking into things.
Right.
And, what I see here at this point, just from our little talk,
let me see this. The donation of the saint from the church to the ministry. The ministry is a corporate, has the full right to use it in any way.
Yeah, I agree with that.
This is all. That's all.
Yeah,
if you go over town, that is over.
Well,
out of your limits.
Well, like I said, the main reason why I was asking is, number one, we contributed.
No.
As the church here, you contributed to, as the church here, and you, we contributed as people in trainings. So, you know, it's not that easy. It's not that simple,
okay,
as you put it.
Go to the same coffee.
Uh-huh. Right. Okay, it goes to Living Stream, and Living Stream has some money go to OSC, and OSC has some money.
Uses, that is Living Stream's limit.
Uh-huh.
See, Living Stream has its own jurisdiction.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like to donate, you just don't donate.
Mm-hmm.
See, as you donate, that goes to the account of the Living Stream.
Mm-hmm.
A Living Stream has its own jurisdiction. This is fair.
Right. But, Brother Lee, you see, this is what concerns me.
Yeah.
And this
don't need to be concerned.
No, listen. Yes, I do. And I will tell you this. And that is that,
I repeat to you, Sam.
You what?
I repeat to you. You don't know yet. Donated to the Living Stream. The Living Stream enter into the account. The Living Stream has its own jurisdiction to use it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. If you ask me further,
mm-hmm.
I am not responsible to tell you.
Well, you see,
I have explained to you already.
Well,
stop here, okay?
Yeah. Well, I would like to end with a last word. I would like to, please let me speak. You see, you control the conversation, and of course I'm being blamed. Look at right now. I'm being blamed for setting up hierarchy, etc. And yet still, I can't even bring things out. I can't even speak to you clearly.
I just like to stop the talk.
Okay, listen, brother.
Okay, if you talk in fellowship way, I like you.
Okay, well, I'm fellowshipping with you.
You talk in this way.
I'm fellowshipping with you as a brother.
Yeah.
Brother Lee, I've been, you know, looking into these things.
Yeah.
And I'm just concerned as a brother for you. I've appreciated your ministry.
Okay.
You've been bringing me up in the Lord.
I had to talk.
Okay, this is the truth, and this is why I'm concerned for this. You've helped me in the Lord. You've helped me in the Word,
right.
And you've brought me up, and I am very grateful to you. And I speak this as before the Lord. I've learned things. I've been taught things that I never would have known unless the Lord would have brought me to you. The handling of the Word, the sensing of things. Has been an abundance of experience that you've handed to me, and I appreciate this greatly. I really do, and I just would like to tell you this. These days, you know, I of course am put in a position that I have to make a decision. The decision, as we know, is. Whether I would stand for the ministry, your ministry, or if I would stand for Brother Max, and so you know he's been here with us, I just realized that this is a very crucial decision for me. So I've had to been searching things, looking to things, and exercising as much as I possibly have the things you have taught me.
Yeah.
Before God.
Even when I was there,
mm-hmm.
I asked you to bring the things.
That's right. And this is what I've been doing.
Right.
Now, of course, you know, and I've been trying to be open to God.
Right.
To please, I will drop any concept.
Right.
I would turn from anything that's not of yourself. I don't want something that's not of God in my life. And I do want to walk upright before the Lord.
That's good.
And anyway, this is no doubt here. This is why I've asked you the questions, because I have felt that this is very important also to me. Maybe you don't think it's none of my business or what have you, but at the position I am in, it's very crucial to me
to know the whole thing. Of course, you say I don't need to, but you know, I just tell you my feeling of now, as I see it, Brother Lee, an unprofit making organization.
And look, you see it, how this, I've told you already.
Yes,
you don't need to waste time.
Yes,
time at all.
I would just finish with this before you, you know.
If you talk further about this, I talk.
Okay, okay, well,
you encourage me about other things.
Well, Brother Lee,
okay.
I just feel that in my research, in my speaking to CPAs, my looking into things before law, I feel ashamed.
That you have committed
criminal.